Welcome to Game Preview on AtlantaFalcons.com. We have an NFC Championship rematch on deck, and what could be the biggest game for the Falcons this year?
I know it's week two, but without question, this is a huge game. Sunday Night Football, a national audience, it's Aaron Rodgers, but if they lose this game, it's not a playoff game, but it's going to feel like one. And if they lose it, it's going to be emotionally, I know it's week two, but it's going to be emotionally deflating for them.
Now, fan is for fanatic, right? And that's a fanatical look at what we got going this week.
Yes, it is.
On the periphery, fans, all the things you just said, I agree with that completely. But football-wise, it doesn't have any more weight to it than Buffalo coming in 2 weeks.
Sure, they'd be 1-1 if they lost. Yeah. I get it.
Okay. Well, that's all I got to say about that. I think I won that one, don't you?
Yeah, good. I think the fans would agree with me, but anyway, and I think maybe the owner would agree with me too, but anyway.
I'm not picking a side. All right, before we get to the biggest question of the day, and that's how the Falcons stop Aaron Rodgers, let's talk about Atlanta's offense and what we saw from them in the week one game versus Chicago and what we saw from Green Bay's defense against Seattle last week. They kept Seattle to 9 points. What do you see Atlanta's offense needing to do to score some points on Sunday night?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can talk about Atlanta's offense. I'll talk about Green Bay's defense because everybody came into that Seattle game talking about Seattle's defense. Everybody left that game talking about Green Bay's defense. They held them to like 12 first downs, 3 of 12 on third down. They play something called a nitro, which is basically 2 down linemen, 4 linebackers, and a nickel. So they're getting lighter guys but faster guys. They can still stop the run. And I think they have 392 still on their brain.
Yeah, and I think
from
part
the
of
title
the,
game. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think from the way they deployed their defense was because of Russell Wilson, and they took care of that. They took care of the run game. Russell has the ability to move. He didn't do anything against the Green Bay defense. I'd agree with you. They played that package extremely well. Different package coming this week. You've got Matt Ryan, the MVP, who lit him up for 392 in the NFC title game.
Did.
He's going to stand back in the pocket and distribute it to what 13, 14 guys. It's a different offense. I think you'll see a different deployment defensively for Green Bay. I think they're going to get bigger bodies on the field to rush a passer that's not known for getting out of the pocket. I think you're going to see a team that's going to want to rush with 4. They're going to try to cover with the other 7, some man, some zone. Got to be careful with the man coverage if you're Green Bay. They should know that because Julio Jones touched them up for 180 last year.
Well, you know what the Falcons are going to do to combat it, right? They're going to get the ball to Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman in space. You're going to see short passes. But they got to get the run game going.
Well, I think that to facilitate the run game, the extension of the run game is the screen game. Look for Devontae and Tevin to be involved in some screens, but also look for Taylor Gabriel to emerge. He hit these guys last year pretty good on some deep throws. I think that will help loosen any defense, but certainly loosen this defense to where you can get the run game going.
And based off everything we've heard after the win in Chicago, there's nobody denying that they're going to try and get the run game going, get the play action coming to life. So I think we'll definitely see that this week. All right, switching to the other side of the ball.
Throw the ball down the field.
Switching to the other side of the ball, how do the Falcons contain Aaron Rodgers? They had some success last year. What'd they do?
Well, it's a great question, Kelsey, and I think that's probably the $64,000 question. How do you stop Aaron Rodgers? You don't. You try to limit him. So what you're going to have to do, first of all, obviously you want to pressure. Can you get pressure with 4? You have to disrupt the timing of a great passer. He wants to throw the quick passes, the slants, the hitches, all that kind of stuff on first down. How do you take that away? You come up and play press coverage. You disrupt by jamming receivers at the line of scrimmage. Try to get pressure there. You certainly have to be disciplined in your pass rush. You're not going to stop Aaron Rodgers, but you can limit him by affecting his weapons, by jamming him, making it physical.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to your point, with him extending plays, a lot of times those plays come at the end of the game. Guys are tired. They're trying to do too much. You said not working in unison. There's breakdowns, and that's when he hurts you most. You know, he can find those guys, those openings, those breakdowns. No one does it better.
All right. When it all comes down to everything on Sunday night, who are you watching?
I'm going to watch Julio Jones because I think Julio, people are a little upset that Julio didn't get off to the big start and catch 10 or 15 passes, caught 6 in the game. I think he's going to be a little bit more dynamic. They're going to try to get him the ball a little bit more. But what I'm watching is how much he affects Green Bay in their coverage, whether they line up on the slot or line him up outside. He hurt them real bad in the slot a year ago with the long touchdown in the NFC title game. Julio Jones is the guy I'm watching.
Yeah, and like, you know, they'll have a lot of athletes on the field to kind of combat that. But the player I want to watch, if Brian Beluga can't go, it's Kyle Murphy. He had a dismal first half against the Seahawks. Cliff Averill ate him up. And He shored things up in the second half. They gave up four sacks all in the first half. If he has to go again, it could get ugly. With Vic Beasley lined up across from him.
Wait. What did you call that matchup earlier today?
Well, if it's going to be Kyle Murphy, it's going to be like a bear at a buffet. I think he's going to have three sacks. I'm predicting. But
you know we're birds of prey, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. But it's going to be ugly. But that's one I'm watching.
Well, there you have it, folks. A bear at a buffet, birds of prey. Looks like it's going to be interesting. We'll see you Sunday.